This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in a media briefing Monday that a number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said there might never be an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventative measures possible, testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. A U.S.-funded global internet freedom group says it has had to sharply curtail its work in a new funding dispute with the U.S. Agency for Global Media. That's the parent agency of Voice of America. Laura Cunningham, the acting chief executive of the Washington-based Open Technology Fund, has accused the agency and its leader, Michael Pak, of withholding $20 million in congressionally approved funds intended to promote internet access throughout the world, especially in such authoritarian countries as China and Iran. She said that as a result of the Open Technology Fund, the Open Technology Fund is being forced to halt 49 of its 60 internet freedom projects that assist human rights and pro-democracy advocates in about 200 countries. The Open Technology Fund is one of several government-funded global media entities, including Voice of America, that is overseen by Pak as chief executive of USAGM. He assumed control of USAGM in June after a protracted fight in Congress over his appointment by President Donald Trump. Pak has offered no immediate comment to VOA about Cunningham's letter. From Washington,